recorded in Matthew, Mark, and John. Furthermore, Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy 15:11, which says in full, quote, "Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land," end quote. Clearly, Jesus is not saying the poor should not be an important object of our giving. Quite the contrary. Jesus is quoting a scripture which makes it clear that giving to the needy is important. However, like so many times when Jesus is quoting the law of the Old Testament, he's putting it into context. The American Heritage Dictionary defines priority as follows. Priority. Precedence, especially by order of importance, an established right to precedence, something deserving prior attention, end quote. Whenever I fly, I'm reminded how priorities are sometimes not our initial response. As a parent, I would be inclined to go to the aid of my children before thinking of my own safety. However, the flight attendant reminds me on every flight that I should put on my own oxygen mask before assisting anyone else with their oxygen mask. In a moment of clear reflection, it only makes sense that I cannot help someone else if I'm not breathing. My priority should be to make sure I'm able to help before I try to assist and maybe get myself into trouble. With all the rain we've been having lately and the resulting flooding, invariably, there's a story of some good Samaritan who's dived into the water to assist someone, only to drown themselves. Their selfless bravery is impressive, but two drowned people instead of one is not helping anyone. Like the misuse of this scripture, the message is not that we're not to help others, particularly when we put ourselves at risk. Indeed, Jesus put himself at risk, even to the point of death. Death on the cross to rescue us. Jesus made a clear choice based on his priorities and calls upon us to do the same. The message is that we should use our God-given minds to set priorities. And sometimes it may not be our knee-jerk response. While John turns the message of this event into a commentary on the motives of Judas, both Matthew and Mark attribute the feeling of waste to all the disciples, because Jesus' response is to quote the law, which supports their concern for the poor. I believe that Jesus' rebuke is gentle. I suggest that Jesus is probably even proud that the disciples are concerned with the poor. But Jesus is defending the actions of his friend Mary, who has again shown her love and devotion toward Jesus, even to the point of extravagance. In telling this story, John identifies the woman who pours the nard on Jesus as Mary, the sister of Lazarus and Martha. This is the same Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus when he taught, much to the consternation of her sister Martha, who was working in the kitchen preparing the meal for the guests. In this story, told in the Gospel of Luke immediately following the telling of the story of the Good Samaritan, a similar point is being made. While there are many important details in life that we should attend to, including care for the poor, our first focus should be on our Lord, Jesus Christ. Mary vividly puts the focus on Jesus with her actions. Mary takes a pound of an extremely fragrant substance, spikenard, nard for short, and puts it on Jesus' feet. The fragrance filled the room for all to smell. The act was apparently quite memorable because it's retold in the gospel, this gospel, which is the last one written, probably as much as 100 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. We do not use fragrances in worship in the Presbyterian Church, like some traditions do with their smells and bells. But scientists tell us that of the senses, the sense of smell is most closely associated with memory. In fact, in one of my psychology texts in college, I remember them saying that when you study for a test, if you burn a candle with a particular scent, and then if you burn that same candle or you smell that same scent when you're taking the test, you're more likely to remember what you studied on the test. And there's a study that supports that, saying that those who use that scent routine have score higher on their tests than those who do not. The point is that Mary was doing something nice for Jesus. Mary was serving her teacher in an extravagant way. Jesus was not seeking the attention, but he was not going to allow Mary to be criticized for her generous actions. He used it as a teachable moment. Likewise, we can learn from Mary's actions. Sometimes we have to pause from our worldly concerns, no matter how important they may be, and focus on our Lord. One of the constant warnings given to preachers is they need to take time for their own spiritual well-being. Like the oxygen mask in the airplane, you cannot give to others if you've not prepared yourself. Taking time to focus on learning from Jesus gives us what we need to love others. Taking time for worship turns our focus onto God and gives us the strength and the love necessary to be a proper service. Note that this time with God does not exclude service to the poor. Far from it. After we spend time with Jesus, we are enlivened and empowered to serve. In fact, spending time with Jesus motivates us to serve those whom Jesus loved. First things first. Thomas Merton was a Trappist monk who is famous for his writings on spiritual life. As a Trappist, Merton spent much of his time in silence. It was Merton's preference to spend his time at his hermitage, which meant he was almost totally alone in silence with God. Merton's abbot, however, insisted that Merton write and share his reflections. As a result, there's a body of work written by Merton that has influenced millions. His initial goal was not to serve others, but to spend time at the feet of Jesus. However, the time spent at the feet of Jesus changed him so dramatically that he's become an important influence on many. Another example of this would be the training of an athlete. Many athletes have great God-given skills which allow them to perform amazing acts. However, taking the time to practice builds muscle memory and skill that leads to better performance. Michael Jordan, perhaps the greatest basketball player of all time, a man who had incredible leaping ability, would be the first to arrive at practice in order to take 1,000 shots. His priority was to prepare to be the best he could be. It might seem that practice time is time wasted, but preparation is important in sports and important in spiritual life. What do we do to prepare? It is not based on our goodness, but turning our eyes to Jesus. Paul says it this way in Philippians 3. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. End quote. In liberation theology, there's a saying that God has, quote, a preferential option for the poor, end quote. Now, while there is obviously a great emphasis in Jesus' ministry on the poor, today's scripture tells us that we should first focus on Jesus. Our first priority is to learn at the feet of Jesus and to prepare ourselves with Him for the walk of the cross. That is what we have been doing during Lent. We have been focusing on the time where Jesus turns His eyes toward the cross and tells us to do the same. Jesus says that Mary has prepared Him for His burial. We would like to skip that part and jump straight to the resurrection. We would like to forget the part about death and just go on living. We would like to move to the details of life we can control. The message of the cross is that we are loved by God who loves us so much that He would voluntarily die a painful death for us. Placing our first priority on understanding that love and worshiping our Lord empowers us for the other parts of life. Mary gave Jesus the expensive gift of nard. Jesus gave us the expensive gift of His life. May Jesus always be our first priority. Amen.